Welcome to Kindred Spirits. I'm David Freudberg. Our guests today are Ernie Boyer Jr. and his wife Pam. Ernie's the author of A Way in the World, Family Life as Spiritual Discipline, recently published by Harper and Row. I was intrigued when your book arrived in the mail because it struck me as a good intersection between the life we lead and the life to which we all aspire. And I guess I wonder, is it possible to lead a life of inner spiritual reflection, which I think is a life that you yearn for, while conducting a busy household with three sons and a wife? Is it possible?
It is. I think the thing that I discovered and what I wanted to share through the book was the fact that actually the two are the same thing. For me, it was a discovery. I had always thought that it was really one or the other. There was the possibility at least of the rich inner life, and then there were the daily activities, and they were really sort of two ends of two sides of a long hallway. It wasn't until I got more involved and lived with the love of my family and my sons that I really began to feel that actually those were the deepest moments of sharing and intimacy with God were one and the same with the deepest moments, or the most ordinary moments, let's say, of caring for a child, putting a child to bed, making eggs in the morning. I'm not sure I would say picking up their room, but they're there, there too.
Do you learn God's patience while picking up their room?
Most definitely.
That's certainly the discipline aspect. I guess the book is subtitled Family Life as a Spiritual Discipline, and I guess that it's both of those things, a spiritual activity, but very much of a discipline. It's taught me, I think it's teaching me a little bit of both.
Well, I guess I wonder, can you really touch that awesome power of God while making eggs in the morning? I mean, is it possible to transcend in the mundane life?
Well, it's a different kind of a feeling, it's true. There is something that's gained in the ancient disciplines of that described traditionally as the way in the desert, for example, the way of the prophet, the way of solitary exploration. Something is gained then that's exhilarating and awesome, that I guess has to be nurtured more or less in solitude, or at least in a kind of aloneness, a separation. But at a terrible price. Other things are lost, other spiritual truths. Spiritual gifts are lost. There's another kind of beauty and wonder that comes in just holding a child, and suddenly, unexpectedly, seeing in a child's face the face of God too, and hearing in a child's voice God calling. And that is so surprising and so unexpected and so wonderful that it's not quite the same, as I'm sure, as what Moses saw, but it's in other ways, it's just as wonderful.